Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph, and we're starting about the second line with the words Hasar of Chagai, and the old source of Daf is about halfway through Nun Ches Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. We're discussing Avodah Zarah. Both Rav and Rechon agree regarding stones, for example, that were worshipped as Avodah Zarah and then built into a house, that they retained their Avodah Zarah status. The Machleika says regarding stones which were first made into a house and then the house was served as Avodah Zarah. Rav holds that it's Asar as Avodah Zarah, even though it's Mechaber LeKarka, and that's because the stones used to be Talosh, and therefore they're still considered such, whereas Rabbi Yechon argues that no, now they're Mechubah LeKarka, and they're not considered Talosh anymore, therefore the house is not Avodah Zarah. Something where it tells us, Hazar Rav Chagai Kum Rabbi Yosa, Rav Chagai asked in front of Rabbi Yosa, Masniso Pliga al Rav, the following mission is not like Rav. Hashoikas Shebesela, literally a shoikas is a trough, which is basically a long hollow kli, and it's built into a rock. Ein Malinba, one is allowed to fill water up into it to be used as the Mechatas, the water the ashes of the Paradum are mixed into. Now, what do we learn from here? B'mnesha Chakakov Archa Chibra, the only reason why it would be allowed to be used, which later on it says this could be used, is because first it was hollowed out, first it was made into a kli, and then it was connected to the ground. Ha im chibra v'achachaka loy. But for sure, if it was the other way around, that it was first connected to the ground, then it was hollowed out into a trough, it's not considered a kli, it's not allowed to be used. Let's just clarify, we've mentioned this previously, that water to be mixed in the ashes of the paraduma needs to be placed in a kli, and this mishnah teaches that if there was a pipe that was subsequently connected to the ground, it is allowed to be used for water because it was a kli before it was attached. However, if it wasn't a kli, it was just a stone, and then he hollowed it out into a kli while it was mechubra, it's not considered a kli at all. And here's the question, Vohain Bias, this house, Lav Kami Shechibroi Va'achka Chikaihu, that's a proper girsa. Isn't this house like something that was connected and then hollowed out into a kli? Because even though the stones used to not be Mechubah LeKarka, they were really just stones, but now it's a full house, so it's like the kli was made when it was attached to the ground. It's not going to have status of Avodah Zarah, according to Rav. Ma'avala Rav, what does Rav do with this? And the answer is, Pasulik, it explains as follows, that Si Tuton Shalavonim Higmar Malachton, the smoothing out and planing and shaping of the stones, that is their Gemar Malacha. In other words, in the case with the Kli of the water with the Mechatas, the Gemar Malacha was done only after connecting it to the ground, so therefore it's not considered a Kli. But here the Gemar Malacha of the stones is planing and shaping them and actually connecting them and building them into a house does not change their status, and therefore they're still considered Talosh, so this Mishnah is not a question on Rav. Now from here until the beginning of the next Amud, we're going to have a huge Girsa mashup, so pay attention. At the end of the previous Amud, we actually skipped two lines, and now we're going to go back to them. So we're on Ayin Amud Beis, six lines up for the bottom where it says V'hataninon, and this is going to be a question on Rabbi Yochanan. V'hataninon, we have a mission that says Shlosha Batim Hein, there's three houses, and this discusses three different houses and their status vis-a-vis Avodah Zarah, and one of these is a house that was built for Avodah Zarah, and the mission says that it's Asur. Now this is definitely a question on Rabbi Yochanan, because if the house is bowed down to, it shouldn't be Asur, it's Mechubah LeKarka. And on this we say, Tifter could explain as follows, Shishtach V'alabayis V'achaka Chedshoy, that he bowed down to the house, which means he bowed down to the stones and the wood and the material used to build it, and then he built the house, which even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, as we had said at the beginning of today, that it does retain its status as Avodah Zarah, and therefore this is not a question. Now going back to Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, this time four lines up from the bottom, we continue asking Rabbi Yochanan, but Tanina, this very same Mishnah says, Shalosh Avanim Hein, there's three different types of stones, and one of them is stones that were built into a demos, which is basically a platform for an Avodah Zarah, and that platform was bowed down to, so it's Asur. Once again, question Rabbi Yochanan, how could this be? It's Mechubah LeKarka, so it doesn't have status of Avodah Zarah. And once again we say, Tiftik, we explain as follows, Shenishtach v'lechol Evan v'Evan, that he bowed down to each and every individual stone, and then he built this platform, which once again, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, does retain its status as Avodah Zarah. Now we go five lines up to the words of Lesha da Pliga, which were the original words that we had skipped, and this discussion is now referencing what we had ended off yesterday with. We had brought a Mishnah regarding a bias of Avodah Zarah, which had fallen apart, and now we just have sticks and stones and things like that, and what their status is. Rabbi Kiva says they're tummy like a nida, the Chum said they're tummy like a sheretz, and so now we ask, and once again, pay attention to the many girsa changes that we're going to have. Vales Hadal Pliga al de Reish Lakish. Isn't this not like Reish Lakish? To Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish holds Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra Muteres. That Avodah Zarah, which was broken, is Mutter. If an Avodah Zarah breaks on its own, according to Reish Lakish, even though the owner wasn't officially Mevatel it, it's completely Mutter. And this mission that we just quoted previously with this Machlekes Rabbi Kiva the Chamim clearly shows not like Reish Lakish, because both Rabbi Kiva the Chamim hold that when this Avodah Zarah broke, it still has some sort of Tamei status, and therefore that means it's still considered Avodah Zarah. That's definitely not like Reish Lakish. Now, before we answer this, we use this very same thing to ask a question of Rabbi Yochanan. We have to jump down to the second to last line of the Amud. Isn't this also a question of Rabbi Yochanan? The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ayin Alpha and Beis on the top, Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra Asura. Then Avodah Zarah that broke is Asur. And here's the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Go back to Amud Aleph and count about six lines up for the bottom where it says, Loi Kein Savranon. So here's the question, Loi Kein Savranon Meimar. Don't we think to say that Im B'She'inu Asad Lachzirin Lekilion, if he's not going to end up putting it back to its original Kli status, meaning that Avodah Zarah broke, and he doesn't intend to rebuild it. Devarakol mutter. Everyone agrees that it's mutter. And why is this a question on Rabbi Yochanan? So remember, we had just said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Avodah Zarah which broke on its own is still usher because the owner wasn't mevatel it. Now the words that we just read of imbishayne usher lachzir and lekilyon devarakol mutter tells us that everyone, even Rabbi Yochanan, agrees that if they're not going to rebuild the house or the Avodah Zarah which broke, then it does lose its usher status. Now that being the case, let's go back to the original thing which started this whole sugya. We had quoted this mishnah with machlokes Rabbi Kimi the Chamim about his base of Avodah Zarah which broke and how even though it's a house, it's mechubal lekarka, still has status of an Avodah Zarah because these stones and wood were served as Avodah Zarah before it was built. But the problem is, why should that be? When they took these stones and built it into a house, it's like panu chadashas, it's like something brand new, and it's the precise reverse of an Avodah Zarah breaking that won't be fixed. Here it's considered quote unquote broken, it's just random stones, and now they are quote unquote fixed, being made into a bias, and it's not going to be broken again. And so once again, just like Rabbi Yochanan holds that when Avodah Zarah is broken and it's never going to be fixed, it loses its status of Tumah. So when we have stones that were originally served as Avodah Zarah and now they're built into a house, they should now lose their status of Avodah Zarah as well, because it's not like they're going to be put back into their original state. And now going back to Ayin Aleph and Beis on top, the Gemara now gives one answer to both of these questions. The question on Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, like Kain Sarvona Meimar, don't we hold that Imba Aser Lachzir and Lekilyon, that if it will be put back to its original state, Divra Akoyel Aser, everyone agrees that it's Aser. And Amar Rabbi Yudan Oved Rav Matanya, Rabbi Yudan, the father of Matanya, says, Im Hayu Munachim Kaimon, if the stones were left exactly where they were, where they fell, like Mishuhu Aser Lachzir and Lekilyon Hain, isn't that considered like it will eventually be put back to its original state? Ve'ilubim Kaimon Hain, and these that we're talking about are exactly where they fell. In other words, if we know for sure that broken Avodah Zarah will be fixed, even Reish Lakish agrees that it's still Aser. And as we just said, if the stones are left as is, then we assume it's going to be rebuilt. Only if they're cleared away does Reish Lakish argue that this is a clear sign it's not going to be rebuilt, and then it loses its Iser status, because as if the owner was Mevatel it. But again, since these stones were left exactly where they were, that's a clear indication that it will be rebuilt, and Reish Lakish agrees that it still retains its Iser as Avodah Zarah. And this also answers for Rabbi Yochanan. When it was built, each stone was unchanged, it remains as is, and so it's like Kamisha Asa Lachazir and Lekilion, and therefore it's not going to lose its status as Avodah Zarah. And moving on to some more dinim, Rabbah says b'shem Rav, Hamishachav Labayas Asrei, if a person bowed down to a house, he now asers it, Le'ilon Loi Asrei, if he bowed down to a tree, he doesn't aser it, because it's Mechobel Karka, and we know something is Mechobel Karka, can't become aser as Avodah Zarah. Asking more about Tanin, we have a Mishnah that tells us clearly, Shalash Asherah is Hain, there's three different types of Asherah trees, three types of trees that could be aser for Avodah Zarah, so how do we answer this? And the answer is Tifter, we explain as follows, Shishtachav Lezmaira, Fa'achach Nata, that he bowed down to the sapling, and then he planted it, and therefore it retains its status of Avodah Zarah, just like the house, that he bowed down to the stones, and then he built them as a house. So even though now that they're Mechobel Karka, nonetheless, they're still Avodah Zarah. Now, Levi Amar, he says something similar. Hishtachav Labayas Asrei, if you bow down to a house, it's Asr. Lama Aro, Loi Asr, if you bow down to a cave, he does not Asr it. Ma bin Bayas, Ma bin Ma'ar, what's the difference between a house and a cave? The answer is, Amar Chanan, your brother of Hillel, Bayas, Hoyaloi Shas Lisha. A house, meaning all the materials that make up the house, they were once upon a time detached from the ground, and therefore they could still be considered Talush, and that's why the house could be Avodah Zarah. Whereas Ma'ar, a cave, Loi Hoyaloi Shas Lisha, it was never detached from the ground, it was just hollowed out from the ground, or maybe it's just a natural formation, and therefore it can't be Avodah Zarah. And moving on to Halacha Beis, the Mishnah says, Minal Sfina Shi Tahira. How do we know the ship is Tahar, meaning it can't be Makabal Tumba? And that's because Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Derech Aniya Belev Yam, that the way of a ship is in the heart of a sea, and just like the sea can't be Makabal Tumba, so to a ship in the sea can't be Makabal Tumba. Another day, Minal Laruga, how do we know about a patch of ground, Shehi Shisha Al Shisha Tfachim, which is 6x6 Tfachim, Zarin Besaycha Chamisha Zarinin, that five different seeds could be planted in it, five different vegetables, for example, a potato, a carrot, an onion, a celery, and a turnip, Arba Ba'arba Ruchas Aruga, four in the four sides or four corners of this patch, Ba'achas Ba'emza, and one of them in the middle, that there's no problem of kalayim, there's no forbidden mixture issue here, since he's only planting one seed of each. We only need 1.5 tefachim in between them, and it's not considered kalayim. So how do we know they were able to get five different vegetables in a 6x6 tefach patch? Remember, because the pasuk tells us, Ki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcha, uchigana zeiru'eha tatzmiach, and zar tatzmiach lo nemar, it doesn't say zar'a, its seed will sprout, el rather zeiru'eha tatzmiach, it uses the plural form of the word, and says zeiru'eha, not zar'a, and therefore we learn five from this, and the Gemara's explain how exactly we got the number five. I think we're asked on the first drasha regarding a ship not being able to be makabel tumba. Do we really learn the ship is tahar from the sea, that just like the sea is tahar, so too the ship is tahar? Isn't it learned from sak? The masak mishamish bayam, mishamish bayabasha, just like a sack could be used on the sea and in the dry land, svina mishameshes bayam, ve'en mishameshes bayabasha, a ship is only used on sea and not in dry land, and that's how we know a ship can't be makabel tumba. This refers to a pasuk that talks about different things that can be makabel tumba. It says, V'chal asher yipa alem b'maysam yitma, mikol kli eitz, oi beged, oi ur, oi sak. So you see that wood, cloth, leather, and sackcloth are all mentioned in this pasuk. And the drasha we just mentioned is learned from sak. Just like sack, or sackcloth could be used in the sea and on dry land, so too anything that could be used in sea and dry land is makabel toma. But a ship is only used on the sea, so it can't be makabel toma. And that's really where the limud's from, not from this pasuk of the Mishnah, derech hanu yablev yam. I think more answers, you're actually right. Rabbanan Kesar and Amri, they say that our Mishnah is actually referring to a unique type of ship, zu sfina shel cheres. Our Mishnah is talking about a sfina made out of pottery or earthenware. And the reason why we can't learn this from the pasuk of sak is because mahasak in a melamed elo al kol ha'amr b'parsha, that's a proper gear, so we have to add in the word elo, just like the limud of sackcloth is only teaching in regards to other things that are mentioned in the parsha, yatsa kli cheres, that excludes an earthenware kli, she'ena kasav b'parsha, that's not written in the parsha, she'alamed olav hasak, that sak is able to teach regarding its status of tuma. Therefore, when the Mishnah quotes the pasuk of derech hanu yablev yam, that's specifically referring to a sfina made out of cheres. But you're right, a sfina that's made out of eitz, for example, a wood ship, which back in the day the majority of their ships were made out of wood, that is actually learned from the pasuk of sak because that's mentioned in the pasuk. So we have no question. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing the din of kelaim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, as you can see from the great pictures. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.